Welcome home to our community of love and light. I'm Kate Large, and this is our eighth class module call for the Game of Life Mastery program. And I want to thank you for being here and for bravely stepping to the plate to be the greatest expression of yourself possible. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you some experiences of my heart in this call to really support you that you're not alone as you navigate the minefields of pain from the past, and to help you fully anchor the belief that you can heal and transcend the past to create a new, different moment of now and future that you will love. But first, we'll begin with some admin info. Today's call will be a little less than an hour, about an hour, and the recording and transcript will be available sometime tomorrow, probably tomorrow. And immediately after our call completes, I'll answer any questions that you may have, and if you're on the phone or Skype, please push *2 on your keypad to raise your hand, and if you're listening on the web, please type your question into the queue. Now, our next call module will be Tuesday, August 25th, and your homework will be to read Chapter 9, Perfect Self-Expression or the Divine Design, and complete the inside assignment. And I do have a few announcements. I will be releasing the Game of Life Mastery program as a self-study in September. I don't have a date yet, but you will be one of the first to know. Now, as a member of the Mastery community, you will have full access to this program, and I think you'll love it. I'll share more about the self-study next week, and at this time, I'm not planning on presenting the live Mastery program again this year. It'll be next year, probably in January, and since you have a lifetime membership, you'll be notified when that will begin so you can participate. Now, if you'd like to have a Mastery Intensive Mentoring session with me, please email me or use the form on the Mastery Intensive Mentoring Session webpage on the Mastery website, and we'll get you scheduled. I'm not planning on scheduling any in September. If you don't schedule yours soon, you'll have to wait till October or November. Now, if you want to take working with Florence's teachings to an even deeper level, I'm opening registration for the next Secret Door to Success, Your Manifesting Blueprint Mastermind, in just a few days. The Mastermind is truly an extraordinary experience that is almost beyond description. It's a small, intimate group designed for those who are really serious about mastering their lives. And in this program, you will be heard and supported like never before. The group is small, 6 people or less, and is interactive. Everyone participates, and you'll receive my support as well as your fellow Mastermind family. And so far, the Masterminds have been women, and these women have experienced extraordinary life-changing breakthroughs. But men are welcome, too. I'm offering this to the current Game of Life Mastery students first before I open it to the public. So if you're interested in this program, please email me with Secret Door to Success in the subject line, and we'll set an appointment to determine if the program is a good fit for you. Okay, so this is our eighth class module, and I trust that you're exactly where you need to be. Your homework was to read Chapter 6, Cast the Burden, and complete the inside assignment. But don't beat yourself up if you haven't done that yet. Instead, celebrate everything you've accomplished. The magic of this program is you'll get what you need at the right time. The calls are loaded with information that build on the workbook, but each one can stand alone without the other. And if you're worrying about completing your homework, give that worry to your worry angel and enjoy what you're completing or participating in. Now, if you haven't already, be sure to go to the Mastery Tool Library and download the Disconnecting the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program. We will be experiencing this healing method during this live call, and it is very powerful. By experiencing it on the call, you'll know what to do in the future if you need to disconnect cords of less-than-love energy that's been revealed to you. Now, in this eighth module call, we learn more about casting the burden. And just what is casting the burden? Well, our burdens are all the energies that we hold on to that are less than love. Our burdens are the resistance we feel within our bodies that tell us that we're out of alignment with what we want to experience or create. And daily we experience things that are less than love. But these experiences are just that, an experience. But when we hold on to that uncomfortable energy of an experience, those energies become burdens and blocks that prevent us from creating something better. Specifically, these burdens are the energy of resistance that weigh on us, things that we worry about. And when we get, an example could be we get a late notice in the mail that we haven't paid a bill. And we may hold on to that energy of guilt or shame that we haven't made the payment. And that guilt and shame becomes a burden. And we feel that resistance in our body, and that feeling is uncomfortable. Anything that makes us angry, irritates, or annoys us that we hold on to is a burden. Now, years ago, when something would happen that upset me, I'd wallow in it and fume. I remember one day I said to my daughter, every time I think about whatever it was, I get furious. And Jesse calmly asked me, then why are you thinking about it? Why indeed? Good grief. What a no-brainer. Anything that we focus our attention and energy on that's less than love is a burden. And we know that when we vibrate in less than love energy, we manifest life situations and relationships that are less than love as our reality. We create more of them, things that we don't like. But we live in a world of duality. We're here to experience all facets of existence, from joy and happiness to pain and sorrow. And each one of you in this program have experienced your share of less than love experiences. And you're here now to learn how to consistently create the highest possible outcome as your reality. And you have the power to do that. You get the duality of the planet through experiences that you've judged as good or bad. And through those experiences, you have the information you need to compare energy so you can choose a better vibration. And we've learned that the process is simple. All we need to do is shift our energy from less than love to love. And the key to transforming our life to something better is simple. Shift our vibration to a higher vibration of love than we're currently experiencing, and we know what that feels like. The conditioning of the physical world teaches us that we're limited. We're limited by our education, our sex, our geographic location, our cash flow, and the economy. We're taught to live our lives by conditions and circumstances outside of us. And we're taught this by our teachers, our parents, our religion, our government, our friends, the media. And we're influenced by energies outside ourselves, and we feel helpless, separated, and alone. But all this being limited is an illusion. And humanity as a collective is awakening to this illusion. This higher vibration of love energy is pulling forth the darkness of fear to be processed and transmuted to that higher vibration of love. Secrets are being revealed on personal and global levels, and through the revelation of the darkness, the light is revealing a new, exciting paradigm of living. And you and I are here right now as way showers to perfect and share how to create our version of heaven on earth. Now, when you join this program, at some level, you are waking up each day facing an abyss of fear. And for some of you, that level was low, while for others, the level was high. And each of you have been shifting and experiencing breakthroughs at your own pace, at your own level. However, for some of you, your breakthroughs have been the revelation of more fear. And I know you didn't want that to be a part of your process, But that revelation isn't to discourage you. The energy's coming forward to be healed. And this happens for me too. I'm human just like you. And every time I present this program, things come up for me. But I use the same tools that I share with you to heal and process through those things, and now you have all these tools too. And the good part about all this fear being revealed to you now is that you can process through it once and for all in this safe space that we've created as the Game of Life Mastery Program. And the support of other humans makes it easier. You're not alone. Now, this program is based on Florence's simple teachings, and the basic foundation of this program is incredibly simple: choosing what energy you wish to be in and being supported in that choice. Something we must remember is that when the Game of Life was printed in 1925, Florence taught her simple principles of creating happier lives during a very dark time in the United States. Great Depression began in 1929. It improved in 1934, and then the U.S. experienced the recession of 1937. Plus, the world was at war. World War I and II were going on. And then Florence published The Secret Door to Success in 1940. She held the safe space for people to create better lives for themselves no matter what was going on around them, including a depression, a recession, and world war. Now here we are, in 2015, facing economic and political unrest, and people are questioning the illusion of fear that we've been conditioned and taught to believe for centuries. And Mother Earth is belching through unstable weather and soil shifts as she shifts her energy too. So what's a human to do? Well, now, more than ever before, it's so important for us to use our free will to choose when we want something different and to ask our A-team of the angelic realm to help us and then get out of their way and allow them to help us. The newest paradigm of living is to simply choose the energy you wish to be and create from that energy. And as humans, it's our natural process to discuss and rediscuss how much we don't like things. We don't like our government, something in our community, the neighbor down the street, our family, or our weight. We focus our energy on how much we don't like something. This is the human thing to do. And Florence calls these types of conversations old-fashioned chat. An old-fashioned chat perpetuates the creation of more things we do not want. Florence tells us to have a new-fashioned chat, talking about what we do want instead of what we do not want. Imagine one of those Sunday morning programs here in the U.S. talking about all the things we want to happen, all the exciting energy of creating something new and wonderful in the world. Instead of how wrong politicians and governments are. Well, the new paradigm of living is just this. When you stop talking about how much you don't like something or are not in agreement with something and instead talk about what you would like the outcome to be, focusing on a higher outcome, life changes. Not talking about something doesn't mean you're not or that you're in agreement with it. When you don't talk about something you have no physical control over that you don't like, you're not giving it any energy. However, if there is something you can change, instead of talking about what you don't like, instead talk about the higher outcome you wish to experience and be that energy of the higher outcome. You know, our present and future is a miraculous place to embrace and focus on the energy of what we want the higher outcome to be. And this focus of energy through communication with others acts as an observer. And we know that when we act as an observer, energy reacts differently. So when we begin holding the energy of a higher outcome within ourselves and through conversation with others, reality transforms. And it's like being on a positivity diet instead of a negativity diet. And some of you may be questioning your free will when you're buried under a mountain of obligations and you feel trapped in situations that you don't see a way to get out of. And you feel helpless and stuck. Know that you always have the ability to choose to create something better. You always have the ability to choose. And that choice course corrects the energy flow. But I want to address that you do have free will. We all have free will. And within your free will is your power. And no matter what's going on in your life right now, at this very moment, you have the freedom and the power to choose what energy you wish to be in. And that's not being irresponsible when there's not a sign of change in sight. That's being responsible. That's creating a new reality from the inside out. And we all know happiness is an inside job. And that's where your power is. Now, I know sometimes you feel as if you're manipulated by outside influences and then held hostage by them. Well, let me be the first to tell you, you're not being held hostage. That's an illusion. It seems real, but it's not. It's an illusion. You have free will to choose to be in a different energy of creation. I'm going to share with you a part of my personal story. In 1999, I went to the internet for answers to my spiritual questions, and I couldn't find a website that answered them. So in 2000, I created the Soul Kisses website as a resource for people who were actively searching for spiritual answers and guidance. And through the Soul Kisses website, I recommended books, audios, and information that had helped me. And shortly after that, I set the intention to visit with Jesus while my husband took a nap. And Jesus came in, and I asked him what the bigger vision for Soul Kisses needed to be. And I didn't expect what he told me. Because he said that I would be teaching communication with the angelic realm and write books and programs and record meditations. And he said I would be teaching others how to create better lives for themselves. Well, helping others sounded great, but teaching me? So I immediately told him that he had the wrong person, that that was not for me. But he was patient and explained to me that, yes, this is what I signed up for. And then I asked him, who would listen to me and why would they? I had lived almost all my life, 4 years, perpetually drowning in fear but never physically dying. I had perfected being a victim and self-sabotage. I was the queen of worry and had failed miserably at relationships till I met my Freddy. You know, I kissed my share of frogs before Freddy. Most of my life had been a complete mess. And I asked him, what kind of example is that? And I was completely surprised by his answer because he said walking the trenches of creating an unhappy life that was, in my words, a mess, then transforming that life to one of joy and happiness by choosing to shift my energy made me the perfect candidate for the job. So my life mess and transformation gave me credibility. Good grief. Who would have thought? He pointed out that I truly care about the pain other people experience. And I do. Plus, He told me that I listen. I listen to my angelic team and follow their guidance to hold the space for others to shift their energy. And when he told me that, I really didn't understand what he meant by holding the space, and I wasn't too sure how I had shifted energy, but I trusted him, so I agreed. But I did ask him, could my life be easier from now on? And he told me that that was up to me. It was up to me how firmly I choose to live and be the higher vibration of love. And then when Freddie woke up from his nap and I shared with him what Jesus had told me, fear swooped in. The conversation with Jesus held promise, hope, and excitement. While it was safe in my head, but when I voiced it to Freddie, it sounded way too far out there to really happen, much less be true. And I faltered. My human mind began to pick away at my foundation of trust in the information and the reality of the very meeting itself. But the angelic realm knew what to do. That night when we went to bed, Fred was sound asleep when the spirit of John Denver began singing Rocky Mountain High over and over and over again in my head, and he wouldn't let me sleep. So I finally got up, grabbed my journal, and asked him, "What do you want?" And John then patiently explained to me how Jesus came to him too and told him how he would write songs and perform music, and the vibration of that music would activate hope and possibility in the hearts of people who listened. And he told me of how he was afraid. He shared with me that the lyrics of his songs mean something. Overcoming the fear of the physical world conditioning and reconnecting with that divinity within. He told me that trusting in the guidance of my angelic team will create a life for me that is so wonderful. I could not even imagine it at the time that we were talking. I listened to him, and my trust was restructured on a firm foundation. I didn't know what it meant to shift energy at that time, so I was given opportunities to learn what it meant. And I'm human too. Some of the teachings I had to experience more than once, many times more than once, because I fought change. Well, to be honest, the universe dragged me kicking and screaming to face my fears because I was afraid that the pain of facing them would be worse than I was already experiencing. But it wasn't. I learned when I face my dark fear energy, my light dissipates that darkness and the fear loses its power. I learned there's perfection, a silver lining, something good in all things, even though I couldn't see it. And I learned how to choose to hold to the energy of that silver lining when there was no sign of it in sight. And one of those times was Christmas, 2007. My husband was in terrible depression, and I didn't know what to do. And I remember standing there at the dining room table wrapping Christmas presents, crying. And my dad, the spiritual energy of my dad, was sitting on one side, and my protector guide, Chief Running Bear, was sitting on the other side, and they were telling me there's perfection in this. And I was like, I don't see it. And they said, we're not going anywhere until you acknowledge that it's there. I was like, okay, fine. Okay, I acknowledge it's there. And the tears stopped. And Fred started coming out of his depression. It didn't happen immediately, but it happened. There was perfection. So the angels, they would come in and show me I could choose something different, something better. And I tried to make it hard. Over and over, I tried to make it hard. I tried to show them it was impossible. I told them I didn't know how to choose, and they pointed out to me that, yes, I do know how to choose and change and transform. And I learned that transformation is as simple as choosing something different. I chose something different that day, standing at the table crying. I chose to believe there was perfection. I learned how and why it's up to me as to whether I live a life that's easier or not. I learned to recognize and understand the evolving paradigm of living our version of heaven on earth, and with this knowledge, life began to really be exciting. With this expansion of understanding, I had to choose drama-filled relationships and beliefs, suffering and pain, or peace. Stability, balance, joy, happiness, and my version of heaven on earth. Drama, suffering, and pain, or heaven on earth? Well, that did become a no-brainer. And I chose to terminate drama-filled relationships, and some of those relationships were with family. And that doesn't mean I don't love them and bless them and pray for them. It simply means I choose to no longer be a participant in their drama. I chose to flush out and face the beliefs that house suffering and pain and transform those beliefs to love and light, rewriting the neural pathway and creating a higher outcome. I chose to shift my energy to the highest state of love to create all that resides in my field of potentiality without settling. I claimed and demanded all that's mine by divine right under grace in a miraculous way. And here we are. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to understand why, when I say I know you can choose something different, I'm not blowing you off, because I know you can, because I've done it. From the depths of despair and feelings of helplessness, from the dark night of the soul, I've done it, and I know you can too. And I want to support you to make that choice and to step into your power. I know you deserve your highest and best good. I know this. I know it's already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. It has your name on it, your version of heaven on earth. You wouldn't be able to have the idea of what you want if it weren't already in existence. And when I share that I feel you may be self-sabotaging yourself, I know what self-sabotage is. I perfected it. Look within and discern. Are you self-sabotaging? And when I tell you that I know you have the power to create a higher, better outcome, no matter what your life looks like in this moment, I know it's true because I've done it myself. Now, there was a time when my daughter, Jess, was 7, that she and I had to hide out from her dad, my ex-husband, because he was a meth addict. And if you're familiar with the results of consuming meth, then you know meth addicts do. They can be violent, and they do not think past this moment of what they want. In their minds, there are no consequences for their behavior. And at that time, danger was a reality, and fear was a bedfellow. But we changed all that when I shifted my energy out of fear long enough to reach out for help. And I share this with you, so when I tell you that you have the power to choose the energy you wish to be in, I know you do. Because I've walked in painful shoes too. And I overcame the physical world illusion of controlling all-encompassing fear to create something new. And I experienced my initial shift out of fear without human support. My support was of the angelic realm, the universe, intangible energy by human standards, and through their support, I was able to get the help, the human help that we needed from loving humans. You have not only your angelic support team, you have me, my angelic team, and the other members of this glorious mastery community holding the space for you to do what you came here to do. Create a better life for yourself. And when you commit to shifting your energy from fear to love, when you commit and claim your power, your life changes and that energy shift begins instantly within and will expand to your external reality. Florence lived in a human body too. She was a divorced woman in 1925 teaching people how to change the reality of their lives when the U.S. economy was crumbling and fear was sweeping a planet at war. And we want you to understand how fully supported you are by me, my angelic team, and by your own team of angelic beings, including Florence. So I want to ask you to take a deep breath together with me. And I'm calling Florence in to stand close beside each one of you, along with your A-team of angels and guides. And I'm asking all of them to come in close to you so you feel their energy and their loving support of you. So you'll know from the depths of your being that you are fully supported and so deeply, profoundly loved, safe in the palm of God. So close your eyes and take another deep breath and focus on the beating of your heart. And now take a deep breath and consciously, powerfully choose. Choose from the depths of your essence, the higher energy of love. Be willing to let go of the human need to hold on to the lower energy of fear because it's familiar. Embrace all that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for you. Embrace all that you're grateful for. Just begin with one thing and expand your love energy to encompass all that you're grateful for. With a deep breath, expand your awareness to embrace the essence of love that you are in all directions of time. We choose collectively as a group to be the highest vibration of love possible. We embrace love fully and completely, breathing the energy into each of ourselves as our breath gives life to our physical body. We are the energy of love, the energy where creation of our highest good begins. Here, now, together, as one. Take a deep breath and ground this love energy into your beingness, fully supported by all that is. Allow roots from your feet to go down deep into Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing love at her center. Take a deep breath in and pull that vibrant healing love up through the soils, up through the rocks and the clay to your feet, through your legs, to your heart. Breathe through that energy and breathe it into your room. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Now, last fall, I was talking with someone about a topic that was an uncomfortable energy between us. I wasn't in agreement with this person's point of view, and I thought it was their deal. And even though I felt in the middle of it, I'd been working at remaining neutral, sending love to those involved in the situation. But the further we got into the conversation, I realized I was holding my breath because I was getting angry. And when I realized I was holding my breath, I immediately began to take slow, deep breaths and asked my angels to show me why I was getting so upset right there in the middle of the conversation. And the revelation began with a huge wave of raw, painful, trauma-type energy just engulfing me. And I had to terminate that conversation. And when I calmed down, it became clear to me that the energy I was feeling was mine, not the other person's, and it didn't have anything to do with them or really even what we were talking about. So I asked my angels to help me to identify, face, and disconnect from and heal that energy. And when we had identified the energy and pulled it out to look at it, I saw where the energy drew breath and how it had progressed, grown, and magnified throughout my life as I experienced it and suppressed it instead of taking that time to heal it. And then I asked my angels to show me all of it. And they showed me a memory I wasn't consciously aware of having. It went back to when I was a toddler. And the details aren't important, but the process is. The process and the ability to go back as far as we need to follow the breadcrumbs and address the core, the place where the energy draws breath, to face it, disconnect from it, and heal it. Now, in the beginning, I was very surprised about this energy showing up. The most surprising thing was how powerful it was. I felt like I'd been tackled and smashed. And when I realized how long I'd been suppressing it, I could clearly see and understand that with all that suppression, my subconscious had been feeding it fear, and its power and pain were massive. But the important thing was I knew what to do with this painful energy. I knew I needed to look at it, face it, and pull that darkness of it into the light. So I did. And in the light, it took on definition and meaning as to why it was a part of me. And from that safe place, I was able to see where it stemmed from, disconnect from it, and heal it. And many of you have been experiencing this same type of situation. And if you haven't been, and it comes up in your future, you'll recognize it because we've had this discussion today of this very painful energy coming forward, an energy perhaps without a name, just an energy that's so uncomfortable you cannot even think. And maybe you're grumpy and out of sorts and you really don't know why. Well, when we have very painful to our soul energy, there are usually cords that connect this energy to us. In order to fully heal this energy, we need to disconnect those cords. And the process the angel showed me is to be the observer of the angels disconnecting these cords. Because when we act as the observer, we've learned that when experiences are observed, they react differently than when they're not observed. So right now, the angels and I will hold the space for you to address whatever less than love, painful energy that's come up for you. And if you're not experiencing anything to this degree, not to worry. You can address healing anything you haven't already healed by asking your angels to show you something that we can heal together. So I'm going to give you a moment to decide on what you want to disconnect from. Choose one thing. Then I'll guide you through the process. And this process is the program Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart that's in the Mastery Tool Library. You can download that and use it anytime you want. And I want to ask you to simply allow yourself to experience whatever you experience during this process. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye whatever you see. To feel in your heart whatever you feel. Simply allow the experience to be. So choose what you wish to disconnect from. I'm going to take a drink of water, put myself on mute and do that, and I'll wait just a few moments then we'll begin. So, we'll begin by quieting our mind. So get comfortable and place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. Take a deep breath and now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life and embrace the energy of gratitude and breathe into the joy-filled energy of gratitude. And ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet flat on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And take a few deep breaths. And now I'll guide you through disconnecting the cords from the pain that you wish to heal. So with your eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we come together as one with open hearts for healing. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us, and we ask for your guidance from a safe space to face, disconnect, and heal pain from the past in all directions of time. We thank you for your wisdom, your love, and your guidance. In gratitude, amen. So take a deep breath and see before you in your mind's eye your mighty oak grounding tree. Walk over to the tree and step into her open heart. Feel your feet merge with the roots and sink into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light within her. And pull the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. The branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Breathe in deeply of the life sustaining breath of God. Now from the other side of the tree, Archangel Michael reaches for you. Firmly take his hand and step into the realm of the angelic. With him are your angelic team of angels, guides, and teachers. They've joined you to hold the safe space for healing in all directions of time. And they form a circle of comfort and love around you while Archangel Michael stands before you. Ask your angels to show you the core, the beginning from whence the painful energy of resistance that you've been experiencing first drew breath. Allow yourself to experience whatever's revealed to you. The energy may stem from this lifetime or a previous lifetime. Follow the breadcrumbs of the energy. You may see an incident in your mind's eye, or you may simply have a knowing within of meeting with the core of the energy. With a deep breath from this safe space, pull that energy into the light. Are you willing to let Archangel Michael have this energy? If you answered yes, allow him to take it. If you answered no, let him have as much as you're willing to let go of. And you can come back to this to complete if you're not willing to let it all go. Now, if there are humans involved in this painful energy, whether living or deceased, ask their higher self to join you in this safe space, so that you may disconnect from them as well. Now, Archangel Michael will hold the energy and supervise any human spirits involved. So with another deep breath, allow yourself to see or feel where this energy is corded to your body. And ever so gently, cherub angels appear and disconnect the cords from your body. They disconnect the cords to the energy. They disconnect the cords to the human spirits. And where they disconnect the cords, a spot is left. And it looks like where a vine has been removed from a tomato, and that spot may be small or it may be large. After removing each cord, the cherub angels gently fill the spots with beautiful, glowing love. Allow them to remove all the cords. And now with a deep breath, please scan your body to discern if there are any more cords attached to your body. If there are, point them out to the little cherub angels. They will gently disconnect the cords and fill the spot with thick, gooey love. When you're fully disconnected from the painful energy and the people involved, your angels and I hold your hands, forming a circle. and our circle surrounds the painful energy with a circle of love. Together, we send all the love of our hearts to the painful energy and the people who were involved. Together, we forgive the situation. And remember, forgiveness does not condone behavior or mean you're in any kind of agreement. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself. So together we forgive the situation, the people involved, and be sure to forgive yourself. With each deep breath, the love light grows stronger and brighter, and you grow larger and larger, and the painful energy and the people involved grow smaller and smaller and disappear in the light of love. Now your angels and I send love to you, all the love of our hearts. And we see you, the beautiful spirit of love and light that you are. Breathe deeply and embrace this love that we send to you. Allow the love to flow through your body, touching every cell of your being with love. Now take a deep breath and thank all the angelic beings that have joined us and helped us. It's time to return to the physical world. Step back into your grounding tree and allow roots from your feet to travel through the soils of Mother Earth down to the core light of healing love within her. And with a deep breath, pull that loving light up through the soils, the water, the clay, back to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. And step out of your grounding tree, bringing all the love with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This process is incredibly powerful. And if you need help, one-on-one support of a fellow human to fully process through disconnecting the cords to a powerful, intense, less-than-love energy, please use the Mastery Intensive Mentoring Session form on the private member's website, and we'll get you scheduled for a private session with me and your angels. Now, you're covering a lot of spiritual territory in this Game of Life Mastery program. You've learned tools and techniques to identify resistance energy and love energy, and choosing which energy you wish to vibrate in as much as humanly possible. You've learned simple methods to process through the pain of the past in all directions of time. You're reclaiming your power from all that you've given it to, and you've begun to forgive all that has been unforgiven, to not only heal spiritually, but to also heal your body. You're rewriting neural pathways of belief and claiming your birthright to be happy, and open the door for transformation from the inside out to live a new reality, your version of heaven on earth. You've tapped into the love that is your essence. and you're sharing that beautiful light that is you with the world, and that love that you are has far-reaching effects on our planet and our solar system. You're working with your angelic team and with Florence herself to step to the plate and be the light. That light of love, joy, and happiness that you came here to be, and hold the space for not only your ascension and expansion into the Christ consciousness of awareness, but you're touching others as well, just by breathing into and being the love that is your essence. And I want to ask you to acknowledge and accept how truly magnificent you are, and know that as you embrace and implement Florence's simple teachings, you really do expand your light and make this planet a better place. And I want to be the first to thank you for stepping to the plate to be who you came here to be and to share the beautiful light of love that is you. So this completes our call, and if you have a question, be sure to push star 2 on your keypad if you're on the phone, or type your question into the queue if you're on the web. Your homework for next week is to read Chapter 9, Perfect Self-Expression or the Divine Design, and complete the Insight Assignments. And I want to ask you to continue to perfect your process of solidifying the love energy you wish to be in when you wake up, and use your powerful, bold affirmations to claim your empowered energy on a daily basis. And for goodness sakes, keep your worry angel employed and continue to rewrite your neural pathways daily. Anything that comes up that you no longer believe about yourself, rewrite that bad boy. And if you're interested in the amazing Secret Door to Success Mastermind that begins on September 28th, be sure to contact me. Seats are limited. You will love the Mastermind. Everyone who has participated loves it so much they don't want it to end, and you will make a deep connection with your fellow Mastermind participants. You make a new family.